What about walls or fences made out of loose stone or rock? You ever see those around here?
Not much.
Would you have a name for it at all? Didn't you try?
Rock fence?
We don't have rock.
We don't have any. That's in North Georgia, we have a big rock.
In Alabama.
Yeah. Of course, he doesn't know about that.
Sarah? What sounds more natural to you, rock fence or rock wall?
Rock wall, I guess.
All right, talking about a few utensils, what would you call in containers the thing that you would carry with you to get water out of the well?
Bucket.
Now, what about if you're going to milk your cow?
Bucket.
And any other words for that you've heard?
Milk pail.
To you, is there any difference between a bucket and a pail?
Not to me.
It could be made out of the same thing. What about the stuff that you say your best dishes are made out of? That would be?
China.
Now this is, well, let me ask you this first. Around here, do people, do farmers ever use any kind of egg made out of that or something else to fool the hen into laying?
He does.
What do you call that?
A nest egg.
Nest egg.
Mm-hmm. A China egg.
Well, I think nest egg would be more appropriate, don't you?
But that word he used, you might say?
Nest egg.
Or China.
China egg.
Okay. All right, what about a container that you would throw scraps in for the hogs?
That's a slop bucket.
All right. And this is something that you fry a piece of ham in or cook eggs.
Frying pan.
Spider honey.
Spider honey.
Is that the same thing?
Yeah. When we were kids, it was a spider. We've graduated to frying pan.
I see.
Yeah.
Was a spider flat or did it have legs?
It was flat.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear anything similar to that that had legs that you could set in the fireplace and cook on?
Yes. I've seen them. But I can't remember what they called them.
But that
skillet, I guess, was what it was.
That wasn't a spider, though?
No.
What about Dutch oven?
Dutch oven had a cover on it. Did it?
All right, this is what I'm thinking of is a big black container that you see in, when you're out in the country, out in people's front yards.
Oh, a wash pot.
Sure. Did y'all have one of those?
We sure did. And I built a fire on them a lot of times.
What did y'all use it for?
To boil the clothes in and clean them. Before washing machines came about.
Since you're talking
about... Then we had a scrub board.
Right. Did you ever have anything that you beat the clothes on?
Battling stick. Had a big block of wood about this big around, so high. Take them, put them on there and beat them, get the dirt out.
They wear out.
I imagine they would. You don't beat them that hard.
Knock all the buttons off.
Yeah, you know that.
You turn the buttons inside.
Right. You know it had to wear. You know it had to get
in. Yeah.
Okay, what about a container that you keep cut flowers in inside the house?
Vase.
Yeah, don't see you took ours.
I'm not a vase.
No, a vase would be something that you buy at Etsy.
And then the utensils that you eat with, the individual pieces, you call them?
Knife, fork, and spoon.
Okay, you said
cutlery.
Knife. All right, and knife, the pool would be several.
Knives.
Okay. Now, what would you say you have to do if your dishes are all dirty? You have to...
have to wash the dishes.
Okay, and to get the soap suds off, you have to...
rinse them.
All right. Do you have a name for a rag or piece of cloth you use when you're washing dishes?
Dish rag.
And what about when you're drying?
Drying cloth.
Okay. Do you have a name for something about the size of your hand you might bathe your face with?
A washcloth. Wash rag.
Okay. And then you dry off with a...
towel.
In your kitchen, over the sink, the thing that the water comes out of?
A spigot. Faucet.
Same thing?
Mm-hmm.
What about in your yard, what you took the hose up to?
Spigot.